You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How you doing? How's your con?
It's been good. What about you? I mean, it's roller coaster, I guess.
Roller coaster, yeah.
So last season we saw so much with both canaries, and they finally came to the same side. Can you tease anything adventurous between those two in the final season?
So I don't fully know what happens between them yet, but I know that there's a dynamic with the canaries and a story with the canaries that is really cool and really exciting and really different.
When might we see it? Like later?
You'll start to see it at the very beginning.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
And are we to assume, you know, your time as police chief has come to an end?
Actually, you know, I think because now with Oliver not being there, I think Dinah feels more of a responsibility to the city, so I think she's going to stay strong in her desire to be the captain, as well as the Black Canary, instead of being so torn.
Are you going to be training more Black Canaries in the presence?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know for sure, but that was one of my favorite things that, you know, Dinah sort of, she's very much an isolationist at the beginning, and out there for herself, and I just love that she literally developed a network of women. So I hope that we, even if it's just one shot of like just a ton of canaries coming at you.
Yes. A bunch of canary cries all over the city.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That'd be sick.
Once Oliver's gone and once she, Renee, and Dingle have to kind of take over the mantle by themselves, how does that, you know, and then at the end of season 7 we saw she kind of just passed the mantle and said, here you go, I'm out. Do we see her in the future?
I believe we will, maybe in a different capacity, but she still has a story in in both timelines.
It's always going to be about the future of the city and the next generation. Are we going to get a chance to see Dinah be a little bit selfish and kind of explore who she is as a woman, what she wants for the next phase of her life?
I love that question. I hope, especially because it's the end of the show, I hope that we really find, you know, that Dinah really finds herself. And I hope that in doing so, she does continue to inspire other people. She does continue to, you know, help the next generation. But I want her just to have both. I want her to have everything.
Speaking of the end of the show, because, you know, you came in, you know, 2 years ago, you know, filling big shoes as a Black Canary, and, you know, you've even paved the way now to, you know, for another woman of color to play Black Canary on the big screen. So what is your biggest takeaway of the DC experience and, you know, going forward after this?
It's really given me a lot of confidence, and I, not only is it an honor, you know, and again, you know, to play a character, as a woman of color, to play a character who is traditionally not, is extremely empowering. It really does make you feel like you can kind of do anything. So I hope that that energy continues in me, especially as I audition for the next job, because empowerment is something that I think everybody should have some, you know.
I'm still holding off for that Birds of Prey TV show for you guys.
Dude, me too. Yeah, that'd be amazing. That was one of the best episodes to shoot last season. It was so fun.
I mean, I still think you guys need to have, like, a big female crossover, all the girls. Like, college authority, just do it.
Exactly, I know. Yeah, it'd be cool if we could have, even if it's obviously not a fully female-centered crossover, but moments where their power is useful and featured.
Yeah. It's a fun, silly question. Do any of you guys get to, after the show ends, get to keep your props or costumes home with you?
I've asked. I mean, there's certain situations in which, you know, maybe one or two things, but I believe that they keep them, like you know, memorialized, like, forever.
You gotta take it home.
I know, you can't take it home. I mean, I'm gonna try to steal as much as I can. You know, I've been bringing backpacks and so far.
So. And the badge.
Old Shiny is what we call it.
And the stick.
Oh, well, that's something I've already stolen, like, 3 sticks. Yeah, exactly.
It's Vancouver because anything can happen.
Anything can probably get swept up in the snow. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite moment from the show that you can share with us?
It's so hard to pick one. I think the moment when she reveals herself to Oliver in 5:11, and she says, you know, actually, my name is Dinah Drake, and she reveals who she is, and then you kind of get that whole history and the whole legacy of the character just kind of comes alive in that moment that she even just says her name. And it's rare as an actor that you get one line that can say so much, especially if you've only seen the character for one episode. So that was really incredible.
Well, I know you. I mean, I'm not gonna ask for spoilers on The Crisis because I know it's impossible. But
yeah,
it's one of the biggest storylines of all time. As an actor, what is it like to get to be part of that? As not only as Arrow's going up, but also setting up the biggest crossover that has ever happened.
It's an honor, and it's, you know, it's a big responsibility. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of stories that need to be told, and a lot of stories that need to come to an end, and you know, just find closure. So it's sort of like, I don't know. I look at it as like building something almost, and it's, you know, brick by brick by brick, but it's, I'm very excited for it. Yeah.
If you had to script it, what would be your ideal end to the night?
Wow. Well, somehow she would train her cry back. Even though I do very much love the fact that she has accepted that with or without the cry, you know, the cry's not what makes you the canary, it's what's inside of you, and I love that. But selfishly, as an actor as well, I think it would be very cool for her to get that back, because she got that from her greatest loss, and then to lose that again is a bit of a, like, you know, it's a bit of like a gut punch. So that, and then also to just sort of decide, you know, she is the Black Canary, even if she does remain the police captain, like, to really own that and own herself and own her space, and also because she did start off alone, to end with her team. I think that's really important, to end with all of these guys.
I think we're just all tired and it all, and like, oh, it's coming to an end. Why?
I know. It's really, it's surreal that it's coming to an end. But I think it's also given this season meaning, and it's given us, you know, when you know something's ending, you just look at it differently. Just, you know, and then when it's gone, you really look at it differently. But we're trying to take in as much as we can and just really, like, cherish every moment, including right now, because, you know, it's when you do something for 23 episodes a year, and it's 10 months and sometimes 18-hour days, I mean, it's just sometimes you can forget, like, how incredible and special it is what you're doing. This is a good reminder.
You see, you've seen a lot of actors in the Arrowverse, you know, now jumping into the director's chair, and so is that something that you would want to do, you know, I mean, maybe not on Arrow, maybe on the other, you know, one of the other shows, maybe, you know, something else?
I never thought so. I was always really intimidated by directing, but one of the incredible things about Arrow is they've made it so accessible to the actors. It's such a rare thing, and I at first was like, no, never, like, I don't want to run this ship, like, this is way too big. But then when I see my friends doing it and thriving and learning and really, now it is something I'm considering. But what I really do, I write, and that's something that I really want to pursue.
About the writing, I'm like, she could write episodes for the
Shaper
Legends.
Totally, totally. And I don't know much about the writing program. I know about the directing program, but I've been asking about it because it's true. I mean,
It's a deep dive. Especially talking about taking the comics.
Yes.
Taking on a lot of the details.
Right. So much homework. Yeah. But it's good. It's good. And these guys have really paved the way. They're they show me sort of, you know, a better version of what you could be. Like, they all push and push. They're acting, they're directing, they're, so it's inspiration.
What's the first thing you do after they say, and that's a wrap on Juliana?
Probably going to sob for like 45 to an hour, and then you know, probably drink, and then take a breath and, you know, start writing something new, audition for something new, and just sort of see what else is out there. It's just like a giving over. Yeah.
Here's another fun question. I asked the other cast members too. Are you going to keep your regimen, you know, like the training, the fight choreographies, like?
Yeah, it's funny, nobody's asked me that. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that Arrow, I think, has changed in my life, is like my health, like the way I take care of my health, my physical health, my emotional health. It's really, because you have to, it's a lot, it requires a lot of stamina, and I feel better now than I did in my 20s, or even when I started the show, so I not only want to continue, but I want to improve it, take it up a notch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
We know that Katie is directing an episode soon. How is it?
Yes.
Are you excited to have not just a co-star, but as a director now for you?
I am so excited. It's the most fun when your friends direct, because when it's a new director you've never met, I'm always at least like, you know, you don't know. But these guys know the show so well, and, you know, our team is doing a great job by having them direct episodes, because they have been here the whole time. They understand the characters. They're some of the best directors. And Katie is not only so talented, but she has studied so hard for this, and she's really earned it. So I can't wait.
How long ago did you find out that she was doing it, directing it?
She told me last year. She told me.
Wow,
yeah.
It's been like it's been building
it's
up.
A big secret. yeah. But because they don't just let you direct. You know, there's a 2-month program. She was shadowing Bam on episodes. She was acting, she worked her butt off for this. So, yeah.
When you went into the season, did you have like a bucket list for Diana where you're like, guys, can we maybe just do some of this before we're all done? Is there something on your wish list you're like, I really, really need this to happen?
The one thing I really wanted to happen was the Canary episode. And
so you got it.
And I got it. So I trust them. You know, I feel like they have a great understanding of these characters. They have a great vision for the arc of the entire show. And I trust them.
That's probably one of the biggest change your character has from when you first met her to now. She is so trusting of the people around her. And is that trust going to be strengthened or lost?
Well, to be honest, I don't fully know the answer to that this season, but I think it needs to be strengthened, because without Oliver, she wants to keep the team together. That's her family and that's her home, and they need to stick together right now.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck on the final season.